Well, paint this picture for us, Jack. Assuming it was a terrorism, tell me what happened. And you kind of paint us a scenario here.
Sure. The plane, TWA Flight 800, leaves JFK at 8:19 p.m. on July 17th, 1996. And let me digress 1 second to say that July 17th is the National Liberation Day in Saddam's Iraq, the evil 4th of July.
Interesting. Okay.
Saddam that day had been going off in his most violent anti-American tirades in the Gulf War. 12 minutes out, it turns east, heading out along the coast of Long Island. This is the Hamptons, by the way. This is the high-end part of the Long Island shore.
Right.
12 minutes out of JFK, right 10 miles off the coast of the Hamptons, people begin to see things. And like I say, 270 of them would talk to the FBI, would tell the FBI that they saw. Typically, the story goes like this. I saw this, like I came up off the horizon. It was like a flare. It was like a red kind of tip, and it had a kind of a gray, smoky contrail, and it headed out away from shore, and then at the last minute, it corrected itself, and I saw this glittering object up above, and then it connected with that glittering object, and then I saw a bright white flash, and I saw another bright white flash, and then I saw a big yellow fireball later on, and then the thing fell right into the sea. That's 30, 50, 70 people saw it all the way from the horizon. And a lot of these people were serious people. They were, military people. They were fishermen. They were people in their, million-dollar Southampton, West Hampton homes. And they contacted the FBI. One person, and this is a really fascinating story, made a video. And that night there was a bidding war for the video. It was a home video of exactly what I described, although it was even more specific. In this one, it had the missile going up and beyond the plane, sort of circling back and then coming up underneath the bottom and exploding. MSNBC, which had been on the air for 3 days, won the rights to that video, and they showed it maybe once or twice before several gentlemen from the FBI came in and confiscated
it. Took it away.
I've talked to the technical editor at MSNBC that night.
Was this missile a shoulder-launched missile or something else?
Personally, I think it was something else. Because the plane was at 13,500.
Yeah, shoulder's only good for up to 10, right?
Well, I mean, 10,000? It's not inconceivable. There are people who believe it possible, and I don't want to negate them. But there's a full range of possible missiles from shoulder on up. I think partly they threw shoulder out there as kind of a red herring, saying, well, it couldn't have been a shoulder fart.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. And in his book, Richard Clark continues to raise the altitude at which the plane is to make the notion of a shoulder-fired missile seem trivial. It's crazy.
And there was a ship in the area?
There was a ship, the mystery ship. For 6 months, the FBI denied it was there. And then they finally had to admit, yes, it was there. It was fleeing the scene at 30 knots.
Do we know what origin that ship was?
No, we don't, because they never identified it.
Okay.
But they did finally acknowledge it. And it was fleeing from under the, roughly under the...
The accident.
The accident site out to sea. And the FBI never owned up to what it was. The plane then blew up at 8:31. All 230 people on board were killed.
Man, I remember that night. It's hard to believe it's been 10 years.
10 years, yeah. I mean, I've been involved in this 5 years, George, and it just seems like yesterday that we were talking about the fifth anniversary,
And at that time, the government swept it under the carpet, and they continued to. Is that because they're just afraid that air traffic would have come to a halt?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. You have to remember, the date was July 17th, 1996. On July 19th, 1996, opening ceremonies were to take place at the Olympic Games in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Now, had this been a missile strike, we would have had September 12th on July 18th. We would have had to shut down aviation on the East Coast. We would have had to postpone, if not cancel,
the Olympics.
Olympics. This was also an election year, which an election year politics, and you're running on a peace and prosperity ticket. That means you're not going to have peace and you're not going to have prosperity.